Blog Talk Radio.
Forward to having you here. I went back and watched the show again last night. Did you like that?
Yeah, it was tight.
I thought that was real cool. It was interesting, though. You're sitting next to your mom on the bed. They showed a picture of you at, what were you, how old were you in there, like 13? No, no. She said, at age 13, my son became notorious.
Yeah.
but it showed you as a little kid. What was your life like as a child? Were you shy? Were you outgoing?
No, I'm still shy. I'm a quiet dude.
Are you?
Yeah, I kind of get the voice. Say the things I want to say in my music.
Did you always, was it always a dream to do music?
No, not actually. Not always.
At what point did you realize, hey, you know what, I'm going to get moving with this. I think this is going to happen.
Probably like the second time I went to jail. I was like, okay, this is not the move.
Yeah,
I'm selling drugs. What I was doing wasn't cool. So.
You said in the video, I don't know if you want to get into this or not, you said in the video you contemplated at some point, not necessarily contemplated suicide, but you told people, you know what, sometimes I'd just rather be dead because in heaven or hell I could just chill out and I don't have anyone stressing on me.
Yeah.
This whole music thing was supposed to be fun, not all this stress.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at situations and you see things differently. When you read magazines and see everybody having fun, you think, okay, that's where I want to be. And once you get in it and you achieve the success that you want, it seems like that's when the player hating starts. You know, that's when everybody's like, well, it's not all that. He's not all that.
I've always loved rap music, and I've grown up with it, and that's the only thing I ever wanted to hear was hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a time when it was fun, and it was, you know, for party, and, it, you know, MCs used to battle back and forth on the microphone. Mm-hmm. How did it get to that day where you got to watch your back and have bodyguards and all that?
I mean, it's not just with rappers, you know what I'm saying? People going to attack anybody that's a large figure, you know what I'm saying? They did it to Jordan, they did it to Tyson, they did it to Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're going to attack you if you're on top, you know what I'm saying? It's just your job to bob and weave, you know what I'm saying? I need the security, you know what I'm saying? I can't beat everybody up.
Right.
I go to jail, they'll sue me, you know what I'm saying? There's certain things you do when you get to a certain level, you know what I'm saying?
Is it possible, and I don't want you to, by any means, I'm asking, me as an interviewer, I have to do this, I have to ask the question. Is it possible, though, that the artist kind of perpetuate it, keep it going by, you know, in lyrics saying, you know, saying things like that, like, I'm strapped and I got this and you want to come for me and, you know, then be ready and all that. In the video, they kind of touched on that. Slick Rick and Simmons did, Russell Simmons.
Sometimes it takes maturity. You got to mature, you know. When you brought up around that type of lifestyle where, you know, when you tote guns all your life and then you get a record deal, it's kind of hard to break that habit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Until something may happen to you, like you going to jail or you catching a case or somebody trying to do something to you. I know some people that just can't leave their gun no matter how much money they got. It's just the way they were brought up.
Right.
And if that's all they know about, that's all they're going to rap about.
So that is a reality for many people.
All the time.
Okay. You talked about you being younger, you were shy. What are you about now? There's a lot of people out there that go, well, Biggie's this or he's that or he's this or this. Just really quick, I want you to tell me what you're all about. That forget everyone else and what they're saying. This is what I'm about. Here's on a daily basis, this is me.
Yeah, I'm just a real person, man. If you're cool with me, I'm cool with you. I'm not the person with the attitudes or the grudges, or I'm not the person to judge somebody when I just meet them. If you're cool with me, I'm cool with you. We can do whatever. We can drink, smoke, kick it. You know, I just like to stay to myself and stay with my immediate family because I know those are the people I can trust. You know, those are the people that know me inside and out, and I know them inside and out. I'm not really too accustomed to making new friends, but we can kick it.
Right.
Are you talking to us, the dog house? Maybe you and I can kick it after 10? Okay,
no
cool. I'm good.
Notorious B.I.G., it's been a pleasure having you. Do me a favor right now and send a message out to the Bay, you know, while you have them captive and they're sitting here listening. Anything you want to
I just want to let everybody know that I'm here, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going nowhere. Bad Boy ain't going nowhere. All the rumors, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be the one to sit back and listen to rumors, you know what I'm saying? Just take a chance to know the person before you judge the person. That goes with anybody, not just me. You know, if you hear something about somebody or whatever, don't be so quick to be like, I don't like it, you know what I'm saying? Try to find out what's going on. Try to get the facts first. And I'm going to continue to keep making those songs to make you dance and make you groove and have kids and all kinds of things. I'm here. Me and my man, Cesar Leo, we're just going to do our thing forever. Forever and ever.
One of the several interviews we conducted with Biggie Smalls during his brief life took place at the Philadelphia Armory during the filming of the rap movie The Show, which was produced by the flamboyant and mightily successful Def Jam Records chief Russell Simmons, a man Biggie appeared to be interested in emulating. Here now, once again, the late Biggie Smalls in his own words.
In my own words, what's going on today? He's supposed to be doing his joint for Russell. He's having a movie or something, The Show. So I think it's supposed to be a documentary on hip-hop or something like that. But yeah, I'm coming to represent. I'm down.
What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door. And I feed them gunpowder, so they can devour. The criminals trying to drop my death moves, damn.
It's real, son. You know how we get down. I'm the only Brooklyn nigga on the stage. Hold on, represent. Right off the turntables until we left the dad at the crib. To me, I like the live stuff better than the stuff on the album, because the stuff on the album seem more relaxed. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a certain tone. You know what I'm saying? Pop maybe like, don't get too excited, just chill, let it flow. But when you on stage, sweat pouring down, I'm a big one too. Sweat be drenching. I just be representing, you know what I'm saying? Just doing my thing.
Now that hoods are blowing up like nitro, and they want to see the night through your windpipe blow.
Yeah, yeah, y'all know what I'm trying to do. Straight up Brooklyn in the house, representing, baby, baby, B.I.G. Yo, I got much love for everybody up in here. They're looking out the map, the brat, you know what I'm saying? Warren G and everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm representing for the borough, though, you know what I'm saying? For real.
What can I say? Y'all did damage. You cleaned up tonight. Was that a surprise for you? Or did you come in knowing that, you know, Big's the real and we're going to clean up?
No, not at all. I mean, I thought I was just going to... I knew I was going to win something. I'm hoping I'm still going to win the album of the year. That's what I wanted more than anything. That the best performance, I didn't think I was going to win that. And I definitely didn't think I was going to win Lyricist with Nas on it. But I just want the best album. That's it, because I know that was tight. I worked hard on that piece.
How important is it to have the Source Award? Let me just wait in front. You got that?
Come on, man. Who's banging on the door like
that? That's how we get to. You know, this, your awards is also sort of a testament to the magic of the whole Bad Boy label. And we've only seen the beginning of what you're all about to do. Speak to me a little while for about what's going to happen in the future.
Get the plaque for the people holding the plaque.
Bad Boy.
Represent.
Get the plaque.
Took the phone
off? Ready to die. Double plaque. All right.
You just going to keep trying to feed our families, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's a job. It ain't nothing where somebody just felt like doing it and did it. You know what I'm saying? He was hungry. Everybody got to eat. You know what I'm saying? I found something I was good at. I'm just trying to flip it, yo. Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to slack at all. It's representing my peoples, my borough, my family, and I'm out.
You feel any responsibility? I mean, you talk a lot of... Hold on. You talk about, you know, recognizing the hood.
Who is that, Joe? Well, as far as me giving back, I look at it like this, you know what I'm saying? When I was, dog, what is the deal, man? Keep the door closed. Everybody ain't really doing all that good, you know what I'm saying? Everybody broke in the hood. So not being able to take care of everybody is a low point seeing other people that ain't doing as good as you, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a star regardless. If I got it, I'm going to get it. But everybody else can't do it, so that's just a low point. In Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? I see hustling, I see killing, I see gambling, I see girls, I see cars. That's what I rap about, what's in my environment, you know what I'm saying? As far as somebody else not liking it, it's on them, man. I got love from the peeps. That's all good. We did it, Brooklyn, we did it! All of them, we did it! There ain't nothing. All of them. What love to all?
Who knew him, or who simply loved his music, Biggie Smalls was gunned down just as he'd finally managed to put his own gun-toting, crack-dealing Brooklyn street days behind him. Here's more along those lines from the man himself.
Tell me, what was it like growing up in the streets of Bed-Stuy and incorporate the question together?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in the streets of Bed-Stuy was just, it was hard, you know? I mean, either you were stealing or you was hustling, one of the two, or you was a nobody. Or you was playing ball, like, you wanting to be some college pro type fella, but it was hard, man. Everybody was scrambling. Everybody's still scrambling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't nothing changed.
This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Biggie, tell me, I read in numerous articles about a part of your background.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate thing that a lot of people have to get into, but, you know, luckily you are out of it now, but like drug dealing.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, playing on corners. Give us that flavor because, I mean, you talk about it so vividly on the record. Give us the real and real, Biggie.
That's what the real and real was. That's what I did. You know what I'm saying? If I had a McDonald's job, most of the songs would have been about Big Macs and fries and, you know, stuff like that. I hustled. That's what my game was. So that's what I was rapping about. That's how I was getting there.
I never thought it could happen. It's rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coke. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in SNCC weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Smalls speak.
Big Papa is a joint. I mean, when I came out with the Juicy joint, it was like an introduction, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know how it went down with me, you know what I'm saying? As far as the hustling and got on in the rap game, it was all good. Big Papa is just a joint, you know what I'm saying? Just a joint for the honeys and for the willies, you know, the players out there. You know, that seems to be the thing right now. Everybody got their kangos. They want to be players, you know what I'm saying? All the honeys in the house. It's a party joint, you know? Puff said, let's get the money. So that's what we went for, get the money.
And as far as, like, his album, Ready to Die, it kind of has a real strong content because it's about life. Partying and having fun and just kicking it is a part of his life also. So Big Papa is like a song about when he's kicking and he's having fun. It's that other side. So you can see that side also about him.
So tell me about what the flavor and the concept behind the video was. You know, just the whole life in a night in a club type of vibe.
I mean, the video was just the way we do it. You know what I'm saying? If you was with me and Pop on a regular and parties, you'll see that's how we do it. We go to the clubs, we buy out the bar, you know what I'm saying? We just have a good time, nothing but dancing, just chilling, hanging out.
What is it like for you coming off the streets, drug dealing and what have you, and now blowing up as a rap artist?
Well, the transition from selling drugs to the game, it's like, it's been sharp. Like, you know, I was a hustler, and then boom, I was a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what? When I was in the hood, and like I'm hustling, and a car pull up, you know what I'm saying, steering, I'll probably grip up on my joint, you know what I'm saying, not knowing what's the deal, you know. But now me being a rapper, then a car pull up, they could be a fan, you know, they could want an autograph, you know. It's kind of shaky, but it's cool, you know, I'm just trying.
Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Damn, people wanna stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream, things ain't always what it seems.
So you open every show with doing Warning, one of your big songs right now.
Yeah.
How much are you exaggerating that you now as a rapper, of people coming to get you?
I ain't exaggerating at all, man. That's real, son. That's real, you know. I ain't exaggerating at all, man. The more money you make, the more problems you get. And jealousy and envy is just something that comes with the territory, man. A lot of people, it's just negative energy, like my man Puff say. It just surrounds you. It makes you depressed, you know? So I got to rap about it. And that's one of the bad things about the game is when you get large, even your friends will turn against you, man. So I made a song about it.
But I mean, how real is your threat of like people constantly coming and wanting to shoot you?
Man, I mean, that's real. I think about that every day. Every day, it's real. That's how real it is. I think somebody's trying to kill me. I'll be waking up paranoid. I'll be really scared. I'll just be paranoid. That's just the way I am. You know. You be seeing me. Scared to death.
Yeah. past the sun. Hope you right next to God and he calling you son. Taking you in, angels breaking you in. This is heaven and no longer do you have to sin. And may God bless your mom and your two children. Your wife, your family, and all your friends. Everybody stay strong. The good die young. Where we from is all wrong. We all confused. Never know what we have, but what we have we lose. Think big. We just lost a very big jewel. Hip hop itself is at a pit stop itself. Seeing big die, I wish to stop itself. It hurts. He's probably too good for this earth. Genius at his worst. Made dirty cats wanna get a clean shirt. Pop Chris style and rock they ice work. Go big, yeah, everybody wanting to know big. Made the rap biz, glitter like showbiz. Ask anybody who could flow big. All the cats shine, but you was low big. Frank White lyrically, move spiritually. Made you wanna get a cup, fill it up with Hennessy. Front in the club and light a Dutch where the women be. If you've seen the show, then I know you felt the energy.
GS1 Drum and Bass.com.
To all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front of, called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red, black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love, Bug, Star, Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in Action Sidekick with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest. The niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bucking and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is.
Then you can see me flying in the Bentley cockpit, locked to B.I. Hold on. bow down for years. Gang nah, but we've been had our black tears. Niggas under the stairs only understand what we got. Underground, all above must get shot. You couldn't book me, Dano. Cheat Luciano, put the burners to all y'all. What, nigga, bringin' a call?
You already know what it's about when I run up in your house. Put the gun up in your mouth and get the money out the couch. Hearing you out is senseless. Perhaps for instance, I give this faggot a French kiss. Black gloves, no prints, dark tints. Word on the street, they ain't heard from him since. You know about life after kicking the kid in. Since me and my men in could flip seven grid am, strid am, the flow is forbidden. Either you riding or you dying, cause we swinging iron, locks and popper. Turning niggas in the gym hopper. Who gon' stop us? Your last joint double copper. You getting money or you running from the feds? Ain't nothing over here but 16 with one in the head. And I solemnly swear that all y'all niggas out there got a problem this year.
Can I live to my last? Hitting money's happy dance day. Getting money in the fast way. And I only care halfway. But I still can't let you pass me. Can I live to my last day? Hitting money's happy dance day. Getting money in the fast way. And I only care halfway. But I still can't let you pass me.
Before you think you're keeping me down, heating me down. The flow like water, get deep and you drown with no soul. Many niggas roll with no gold. Even a small gun got a little black hole. Your destiny is something you can never figure out. Niggas is never happy till there's blood up in your mouth. There's a lot of killers, but who the hell are you to blame? There's a lot of dead. How the hell you take the pain? Live with it. Got money, you better give with it. My man had a thug in him, did his bid with it. Get married to the game, but never have a kid with it. Advice from the wise, slice the pies. Too many schemes survive, when dreams collide. Teams provide, walk for the street to absorb. Stashed in the ceiling and you slept on the floor. Only a blind dog would fall in love with a whore.
Who the fuck wanna squeeze? My desities make MCs freeze. You're waking up in cold sweats, they just dreams. You still apologizing, analyzing my size and your sizing. Realizing a fist fight would be asinine. You just pop wines, I must pop nines. Genuine steel piece, nozzling your grill piece. You shook up, two bricks, every cook up. We can hook up, all I see is the future. Disrespect, I shoot you. By the way, them bricks get flipped weekly. Sold by soldiers that mix weed with the league league. Die for a dollar, nigga, life ain't sweet. Play for keys, wet shirts with experts on the creek. I beat this my fiance, I'm about to marry it. Illegal transactions, the farragut, the Arabic. Why not? They fit 12 up in the bedroom. Imagine what they stash is like. Make you a classic like my first LP. Be for me is unhealthy. Fuck around and get an ulcer. Lose your pulse or collapse lung. Look how many gas I've brung. For them homos, still doing promos. Break both your legs, you're moving slow-mo. Got time to glow-mo. 996 grams, you need FOMO. FOMO, 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 FOMO.
Can I live to my last day? Getting
money's
at me dancing.
Yeah. come from no one. Call me evil or unbelievable.
Get mine the fast way, ski mask way, nigga ransom notes, far from handsome. Muslim, but damn a nigga throat much. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the boots disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the cat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm just kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
Word up, no rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight that brick, bust the head, strict and drenched. I'm everlasting, like it's so on protest. A tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I grind, word is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear. To your gut, dig your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash deep, fuck your beat, no release. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, can't get bad flavor in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
2194, mad motherfucking hardcore. It's my time to burn, to explore. The flavor in your ear is the Boy Scout. I make out. I make all the rappers have doubt. You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my next sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm this cool like that. The dangerous ruggedness from the black with your bitch. PLS 97 kids bow to this. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Niggas know my name, yo, Poppy.
Diamonds. Wanna be ballers?
shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low, from the J and the taller.
Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family.
Yeah.
Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing this before my homies. And you know me for making niggas so sick. Lost in my six with your legs on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. Uh-huh. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the room, cause it's black and coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick. Player hating from the sideline, get your own shit. Why you ride mine? Uh-huh. I'm a good fella, kinda late. Cassie 80s in the face. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. Then I kick shit like a nigga do. Pull the trigger to fuck you.
I better have skills, put down still. High bills in Brazil. About a mill of ice grill. Make it hard to figure me. Nigga be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Donnie Brasco. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740. Rock a red man and naughty. All with my kitty cat. Half a brick of gay. In the bra with my titties at. And I'm living that whole life we push way. Uh-huh. Fuck the state, 10 fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the player Mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit. Right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away on my lead wool spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benji.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
Right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. They want to see the inside, but I see you later. They come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow, why you punching me in my face? Stay in your place, play your position. Become my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob them while his friends watching, that hoes clocking. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at their man's eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean, loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, I touch the blue and white stuff. That's
why. You keep on, just keep on trying from my crew behind me. Mad question asking.
passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See, don't bother layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the TF3. I got the by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. Just the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar. Around two plans to leave, throw the keys a little seed. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly, a T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi while you do me.
Fuck that, I preach it, my nine reaches, the prestigious, chest and speeches, really shit, shredded pieces, my hand releases, snatches, smacking cabbage, half-ass rappers, shouldn't have it, so I grab it, never run, the outcome is usually a beat down brutally, fuck who you be or where you're from, west or east coast, squeeze toast, leave most in the blood they laying in, what, the rings and things you sing about, bring them out, it's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. More than I expected. I thought your jewels was running, but they wasn't. So run it, cousin. I can chill. The heat doesn't. Ran up in your shell about a dozen. You never see bank like Frank White. Your hand clutching, your chest plate. Contemplate, you about to die. Never wait. Keep your hands high.
I don't drown those out of town hoes. I'm up around four with the crowbar to the 5.0. I get bagged, I'm John Doe. Suspect, you ass like crime roasting. Calvin Klein clothes. Explode the pyros when Doc gets to pier. I'm out there, I board it with George Jetson here. Your time is near, so get your body dropped off. I stopped trusting niggas since Gotti got caught. If bricks keep your wrist covered, I'm piss colored by the waist, got a gun as dark as Chris, brother. I see you, my shicey crew, like ice me too. I break your legs, leave your eyes slightly blue. The Doc is born with a grenade palm. I'm concurrent in your hood like a teenage mom. Yo, Biggie,
what?
She having my baby. If I pull out the AK, keep your hands high.
So underrated, asking if it can happen. The front and got the halo of the kings in this rap thing. Biggie, a motherfucking rap phenomenon. This room is so underrated, asking if it can happen. The front and got the halo of the kings in this rap thing. Biggie, a motherfucking rap phenomenon.
I got a new mouth to feed. I'm due south with keys. Y'all pick seeds out your weed. I watch cowards bleed. Motherfucker, please. It's my block with my rocks. Fuck that hip hop. Them 1-2s. And you don't stop. Me and my nigga Lance. So Tim and C's advance. Bought 10 bricks. 4 pounds of weed plants. From Branson. Now we lamping. 12-room mansion. Bitches get naked. I'm getting money. Players anthem. Don't forget. One more chanting. My other hits. Other shit. Niggas spit. Be counterfeit. Robbers come naturally. In and out like fucking rapidly. That's the gap to me. Make the chest rest. Where's that should be? Talking blasphemy. Blasphemy your family. Rest the coffins off him. Frank Wizard. Far from soft or fragile. Play hard like Reggie Miller. Rapper. Slash dope dealer. Slash gorilla. Slash illest turn killer.
Don't approach me with that raw, raw shit. You out of pocket. I take these adolescents back to spot it. Mentally, my energy is like a figure eight. On its side, that's infinity. Too many sick niggas. Nickel nines. Bring the remedy. When you play the fifth, what's the penalty? Unnecessary roughness. Career ending injuries for suckers. Stuck on stupid. Shoot them with a dart like Cupid. Until they got love for my music. Star Wars on hand solo. With three egos and three charges. I got to see three POs. This is Whoop Your Ass. They the sequel. Eyeball flower with no equal. Niggas swinging swords in the rear. That's my people. show now. Before I roll up, this is a hold up. Hands high, reach for the sky. I rap SI, the unpretty. Word to left eye, New York City. What they waiting on?
And who better for the job than Biggie?
The notorious Jesus. Unbelievable rhyme that reaches and touch individual. Small frame, fucking chain. MC, what the name? Tuck your chain. All about the fortune. Fuck the fame. Label still extorting. Kick me when I'm down, but I'm up again. Scorching, hot. Forcing my way up in the door. To kill a bullshit like a matador. Keep your hands high.
What?
If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat use throughout the month.
Black Ink Incorporated presents Valentine's Day New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday.
And every Thursday at Pulaski Hall,
West Hunting Park Ave, across from Grant High School. Doors open at 8 p.m.
$3 shot drinks, $5 mixed drinks,
$10 admission. Ladies, you're free before 11. 25 and over with ID a must. Free light buffet. Upstairs, a live performance from Montana Black and the sounds of DJ Smooth.
Valentine's Day New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday.
And every Thursday at Pulaski Hall, West Hunting Park Ave, across from Grant High School. Relax downstairs and chill.
Mingle and have uninterrupted conversations.
25 and over with ID a must. $3 shot drinks, $5 mixed drinks, $10 admission. It's New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday at Pulaski Hall,
West Hunting Park Ave, across from Grant High School.
Another Black Ink Incorporated production.
What's going on, everybody? It's Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. I got my man King Paulie Poe to check in a second. As a matter of fact, I got him on the other line, so let me run another commercial. I'll be right back in a moment.
If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat use throughout the month.
Yeah, Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. I'm on again. Doing my little Biggie tribute today, Biggie birthday. And decided to play a little Biggie. I didn't know I was going to go a whole hour, Biggie. My intention was just to do 30 minutes. But everybody kept saying, play this song, play that song, play this song, play that song. So I tried to slam them all in to one little hookup. So that was a little Biggie little spot. You know what I'm saying? So I see my callers holding on. I'm going to get with you in a minute, 712. But what I got is my man from Dying Peace Video, King Paul, he's holding on also for a minute. I'm going to get you in a minute, caller. Let me bring my man King Paulie in the building. What's up, King Paulie? How you feel, homie? What's going on? What you doing?
What's up, fam? You know what it is. What's up, family?
You know. I got the little track you sent us from the Electrify Mojo. Hey, before I play this cut, where you link up with Mojo from? Where you link up with him at?
Hey, listen, man. All right, let's be clear. I almost forgot. We popping the State of the City. Volume 1, the State of the City piece, been on the plate for a hot minute. It's detoxish the way, you know what I'm saying, the delay been held up, but we got the legendary, it's Motor City related. We got the legendary crew. We got never seen before footage on Eminem, Bugs from D12, Royce the 5'9", Jay Dilla, all the classic Detroit figures. We got New Business, King Paul, DJ Butter doing the thing. DJ Butter, legendary DJ, used to cut for D12 back in the day for a hot minute. And working with the Yancey Group on the new J Dilla projects is hosting the mixtape. It's an EP. We got bangers on there for days. Shout to Biggie, by the way, and love to him. But whole point being on this thing is State of the City. All Detroit soundtrack is all Detroit related. We got elements from Mossy Ski from Detroit's Most Wanted, the Dramatics, Anita Baker, the Jones Girls, Eminem, T3, Trick Trick. I mean, everybody's on the joint. Mojo, the Mayor, Comey Young is speaking. We done brought him back to life.
Oh,
we got my man's on there, George Blaha, the great Pistons announcer. We got great things on there. This Mojo joint is just a little taste to hold them off for a minute to let them know it's coming. He was, been a legend in Detroit. For y'all that don't know who the electrifying Mojo is, this was when radio was what Jimmy Lee Underground is doing right now, where you really playing what's real music, what's good, what's connecting with the people. And he had that power. They introduced a lot of music to the Detroit market, which the Detroit market was the world market at that time. You know, we a lot of Prince, a lot of B-52s, all up and down the board with the music, what he introduced to the culture. He had a lot of different things on his show that you will hear me speak on in the record, which we do ready to get into. The Midnight Funk Association was his club, and he did the Lover's Lane and all kind of different shows, 35, Awesome 84, where he would introduce different acts and play certain music, extended versions, a lot of stuff that new artists and DJs are doing right now. He invented that game. So with all that win, let's get into the Schoolaholic produced.
I'm going to get right into that, but, I am going to try to upload to that to Mojo, to Detroit. I think I got some extra stuff in there back in the day. And so everybody know what it's about. I'll try to do that and try to get my top 10 at the same time. Let's play this cut right here. King Paul, the Dime Piece video, everybody. 347-838-9825.
The Metro Detroit area. There are thousands, 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 thousands. And more about to join now. For the members of the Midnight Funk Association, please rise.
Ship is landing, join flight with my penmanship. Do you solemnly swear to the acquiesce to the prerequisites for membership? If you good, then we on. If you in your whip, flash your lights and toot your horn. If you're in for the night, turn on your porch like foreign. Now, just to let them know you feel the power of being in the bathtub where you splash while I work. You're laying in the bed with your food to smoke. If you're just tuning in and you got a hot thing, you might be tired, just missed the lover's lane. But she did the freak, never missing the beat. Boy, what you need, time to get from the sheets, hits the streets. Plus, we gon' bang and make the shit move. Got classes, wanna learn, we will teach you. In combat, since Uncle Jam's army, nigga, salute. Now I'm on a funk mission, trying to recruit. I want you, too.
If you're about to become a member of the Midnight Funk Association, stand up. Show us your solidarity. Right,
if you solemnly swear that SES to the prerequisites for membership, say I do. Now let it be known to all the earth, the Midnight Funk Association is a part of you. It is so declared, the Mojo is magnificent. Funky as in Parliament, sexy as in Prince. Got you instantly addicted, the second that you listen. And when we might switch it, do it like this here. Take you on a journey, spending my whole career, which you can't get near. So I suggest you try to shout out, dog, cause you definitely don't want to get it popping with the Star Wars. 35, 35, 35, your best bet. You might want to call in and make a request. Shit. You might as well put me on the list of the Uncut Raw, all 105 minutes, plus 35, 35, 35 more. I've been off since 84.
And the
World premiere. Yo, you're not hearing nothing.
My fault. There you go. Electrified Mojo is hot, man. Electrified Mojo is hot. I can remember in Detroit, man. Checking them out at midnight. I should go back there to in the summertime, back in like in the '80s, and like Prince was hot back there when Prince started rocking. You had Rick James. He's played a lot of Prince, Rick James battle, a little Michael Jackson Prince battle,
a lot of stuff like that.
He's brown. I interviewed Prince. I mean, Mojo was the hottest spot before he blew. He had artists blowing up before they was really major. You know, he was already major, but you know, he made them hot. Detroit was like a nice spot for music at that time in the '80s. Everybody came to Detroit, I guess, because of Motown, what have you, but. Detroit had a lot of funk back in the day, you know.
Yeah, it all came through.
You know.
And that's what the State of the City, that whole DVD, that whole mixtape set is about. It's about celebrating the history of the area and some of those great legends and pioneers that's kind of, you know what I mean, unsung in a way. So, you know, that's what King Part 9 piece, we shine a light, baby. Like Jimmy Lee Underground, you understand what it is.
Yeah. Why don't you, you know, I got you on pumping your album up, you know. Why don't you go and tell everybody about Dime Peace video, you know, and about what's up with that and what's going on with that for a second, you know. Let's do a little promo for a minute.
Most definitely. Well, now, that's where you're going to get all your information. You can check out DimePeaceVideo.com and see different shows that we've done from years back to present. You can go to DimePeaceVideo on Facebook. Please do that and like it, check it out, look around. We got a few little clips up there that you can check out, some previews from the State of the City DVD. You can check out old drop reels, 100-plus different artists we've interviewed over the years, different people that have came through. And, you know, you got some time, you're chilling, you're doing what you do, you sipping and dipping. You know, you got that underground Jimmy Lee's on, you flip from that, you click the Dime Peace video, you understand, .com, and then it's all right there, history in the making, and then some. You know, it's like I said, we got a couple other things. The Anita Baker joint I got coming up next. I'm going to do a little video clip for that piece right there. And this intro we got, but introduces everybody. But this, that Anita Baker joint is really what's gonna set it on them. And but we love that Mojo piece, and we've been pumping up the State of the City for as long as the detox damn near. I got proof speaking on it, the late great actual words to the DVD, and as well as never seen before footage from the whole culture of the area. So please stay tuned and keep on rocking with us anywhere you can catch us, whether it's on Underground, whether it's on DimePeaceVideo.com. We're ready to get loud.
Yeah, you know, before I let you go, I'm going to hold you off for a minute. Before I let you go, you know, I can't just have no King Pauly, but I plan the rest of the, you know, the Troopers Lodge crew. Let me go on to one of your homies for the Troopers Lodge. You know, holding down from the Motown group. I don't know if they still kick and click. There's a couple, my man named the Flies called F.U. Hold on for a second, King Paul. Let me just play a little your boy for a minute.
You see, I ain't heard nothing about the Fly in a long time, man. He is with the Fly, brother. He just laid back, man, and he just checked the bug. Woo! Hear the cry. Woo! Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, dude, it's the Fly.
All right.
Fuck the ref, fuck what you saying, fuck your name, fuck your rep, fuck whatever you represent, your gang and your set, fuck the chips you claim you get, your chain on your neck, fuck your life and how you live, your wife and all your kids, nigga, fuck your block, fuck your street, fuck your crib, who you think you fucking with, you got beef, fuck it then, nigga, let's get it on, one on one, fuck my friends and fuck yours, I'm a true dog, nigga, I come through walls like fuck doors, keep my bitches butt naked like fuck drawers, bluff a nigga about to lock the knee down like fuck toys, stay scrambling, I'm trying to get rich, cause fuck whores, fuck bitches, fuck whores, fuck tricking, I'm hungry as hell, a nigga starving, but I'm
politicians. Fuck the world if it's the opposition. Anybody who claim they want a competition, I'll stomp you fucking scissors. Listen, shut the fuck up or get fucked up. Fuck love, fuck affection. What? You gon' respect it, or we gon' say fuck it and bust love in your direction. Fuck hugs, fuck that, fuck this and fuck that and fuck you. Nah, I'm just playing, but for real, fuck you. Fuck work and fuck school, fuck rules and fuck laws. All y'all chicken head niggas can fuck off. Got to pin by dumb shit y'all saw or heard. Fuck words, discussion and fuck talk. Far left, motherfucker, fuck whatever you thought and fuck whatever you bought last time you was at the mall.
I can go on, but I can sum this all up like fucking dog.
Lay back, baby. I'll catch you later.
My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't.
My part of town is similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't live.
I'm from the place of domestic violence, where the people die from the self-hatred virus, where the kids go to school and they think learning is cruel. Must forget about the kids in the world with no shoes, a food to eat for a freaking week. We walk around $100 sneakers on our feet and brag and boast in the ghettos as we toast the Patron, claiming streets we don't even own, on crone in our home. I'm devoid of a father figure, that's why the brothers be out here like I'm a
gangster nigga.
Learn your history lesson, learn how they slaughtered and murdered our ancestors. Now that's gangster how they did our ancestors. Now you ain't a gangster cause you say it on the record, huh? The real gangster you fakers are the automakers and the bankers that still owe us 40 acres.
My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know,
similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, you don't live where I
live. My brain's full of pain from the stress, don't tempt me, getting paid. But really, pockets is empty, ain't that strange? Across 8 Mile, it's calm. Detroit is more similar to Vietnam. And the unified niggas is a hard ass job. We want to live in these slums and let our sounds go. Boom, boom. Done when we young. Be damned if it's one of my sons not come where I'm from.
Where you from?
And take a walk down Murder Lane on the Ave, where the girls are insane. Put the sag, I hate on the flag. How long will this foolishness last? Can you add, do the math? Fast food plus some cartoons, plus the lack of love equal kids so rude. Parents too soon, killing to get more.
Get money,
we're spiritually poor, this is war.
My part of town, my part of town, is similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't feel what I feel.
My part of town, my part of town, is similar to Vietnam.
You don't know,
I'm hard and really in it, but I heard an analyst say that the recession is ended. Oh yeah? Well, around here ain't nobody hiring. How about they come to your crib and steal your copper wiring? Or even worse off, get the firing. Have me down chasing pavement cause your car they're admiring. I bet you wouldn't think it's over then. Tough times turn warm hearts to colder men. And it ain't just the youth, it's the older men. It's floating after so long from holding in. Pain stains the heart till you can't smile. And Vietnam ain't got nothing no think with an 8 Mile. It's enough to make your bones quiver. I'm surprised they ain't put battleships in the Detroit River. This ain't living, this is hell. People feel like they living in a prison, no different than a cell. Cause they scared to walk the streets they dwell, wondering if they gonna be another innocent kill. Cause cats lost consciousness, they killing that will. Whatever happened to the love revealed? Let's bring it back,
My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't feel what I feel.
My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, cause you don't feel what I feel.
My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
Hello. Welcome to the Midnight Funk Association, the International Midnight Funk Association, with thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of members. all over the metro. The International Midnight Funk Association. Ontario, Ohio, Michigan, and the world. For the next hour, absolutely the livest music on the planet Earth will be heard. Will the members of the Midnight Funk Association please rise? If you would like to become a member of the Midnight Funk Association, now you may stand. If you're in water, make waves. If you're driving or riding, get ready to dance on your seats. Get ready to honk your horns. Get ready to flash your lights. You, and you. If you're standing close to your porch light, turn it on for the next hour to show solidarity with the MFA. If you're in bed, get ready to take it from the pillow to the potty. Your bedroom is getting ready to smoke with funky fallout from the Midnight Funk Association. If you do not have your MFA ID card, it's a shame. So, send a letter to the Midnight Funk Association, Suite 2050, Penobscot Building, Detroit 48226. Please enclose a suffrage stamped envelope, and we'll rush you your blue and gold MFA ID card, letting you know there's nobody bad like you.
Yeah, see, that's how you bring it out, you know. Detroit, you know me, hey, out of hey, what you going? I don't know what I going. Me not hearing nothing.
Full disclosure, no, full disclosure. I'm a member of the Midnight Funk Association. No, full disclosure, about 14 years old, you know, I was in the motion back in the day. I see my little card in, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was international. I'm about to get that shit in Chicago. I was fucked up too. He told me it was international worldwide.
Yeah. No, the card was real. They sent you the card. If you were ever
the card,
they
was real. The card was real, yeah.
That's how you do this. That's how you bring your shit out. You see, Mojo, right. You should have played that first. So you see, a lot of what he's saying is what I'm saying in the verses of that. You see, and that's the whole point of the State of the City piece to introduce to the youngest from where we from, those blocks where we at, that Vietnam, is to let them know you can use elements where you at. You don't always got to jump on anything. So, you know what I mean? You know, jump on the hottest little waves, you know, create from within, you know what I mean? And that's what it is, and extend the life and show the gratitude of those that paid the way. That's all I could do, you know, and that shit is golden, man. That shit is golden.
I know. When I heard the track, I'm like, man, I got to get some mojo on here. When I first heard it, you know, because, first time I heard It's Like That, he played it. You know what I'm saying? First time I heard, first time I heard a lot of stuff on, you know, Mojo dropped out, man. First one, like I said, first time I heard Run DMC, first time I heard Prince. Matter of fact, he said, man, you thought Prince was from Detroit. All these artists you used to play, man. You thought this was Detroit. Matter of fact, let me play another Mojo, because this is an interview on Prince right here. Hold on. It's Mojo right here in Prince.
Hello, Prince.
Hello, Detroit.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
Well, Prince, I heard nothing but magic flowing down from the concert. How was it?
A lot of fun. Could have been there. Well, you know what? I was driving home from the gig, wiping sweat off my brow, and I heard Automatic. And we just got through playing it. We don't normally play that one, but went over pretty good, and I think it's because of you and what you've done for us and my thing. It's a good feeling. I just want to tell all my little motor babies that I'm just happy to be here, and it's just a fun way to spend my birthday, for sure.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Prince, you've been the entertainer that has insisted on doing things one way, your way.
Well, you know, like, I worked a long time under a lot of different people, and most of the time I was doing it their way. And, I mean, that was cool, but, you know, I figured if I worked hard enough and kept my head straight, one day I get to do it on my own, and that's what happened. So I feel like I don't try to hurt nobody, and I, like I say, keep my head on straight. My way usually is the best way.
Growing up in Minnewood, as this has been now called, simply because that is the hot point on this planet right now.
Well, it's been called a lot of things, but it's always uptown to me.
Uptown?
Yes.
What was it like growing up uptown?
Pretty different. Kind of sad, to be exact. I mean, the radio was dead. The discos was dead. Ladies was kind of dead. So I felt like, you know, if we wanted to make some noise and I wanted to turn anything out, I was going to have to get something together, which is what we did. And we put together a few bands and turned it into Uptown. That consisted of a lot of bike riding nude, but, you know, it worked. We have fun. So that's why I wanted to come here on my birthday, because I wanted to give them a little taste of where we live and get a little taste of where y'all live. To me, this is like my second home. If I could spend the night at somebody's crib, you know, I would. This is a hotel. They're real nice to us, but this bed is hard.
Let's talk a little bit more about you've made fantastic albums, and you made fantastic movies, and you're making another movie right now.
Yeah.
What's the difference between making a hot movie and making a hot album?
There is no difference. There have been people that have tried to tell me contrary to that. But, like you said before, and like I said before, I strive for perfection. And sometimes I'm a little bullheaded in my ways. Hopefully people understand that. There's just a lot on my mind, and I try to stay, try not to hurt nobody in the process. The movie's a little bit more complex, but to me it's just a larger version of an album. There are scenes and there are songs, and they all go together to make this painting. And I'm the painter, and y'all's the paintees. You know, hopefully it's something that you can get into. Jerome Denton stars in this new film with me, and he's on his way to becoming very, very big. I'm real proud of him. He takes direction well, and he gives direction well, and I expect a lot of big things from him.
Speaking of Jerome Denton and other people who've flown under the wings of Prince, and also speaking of Detroit's own Billy Sparks, you know, a person that you, like, took from Detroit, put him in your first movie.
Yes.
And you've always maintained contact with people that you've always been in contact with.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, there's people that have flown the coop, so to speak, and gone off to do their own thing, which is great, and I stand behind them and support them, whatever they do. But contrary to rumors, we're all real tight still, and I have a strange feeling we're all going to be together again one day. We'll have to see.
Do you think that there's a possibility that after this movie has been released, that is going to take place. I've just heard rumors through the grapevine that Now, there's a possibility that the time was going to record again, a possibility, you know, that...
Well, Mojo, anything's possible.
Yeah.
God willing, and hopefully everybody's head will be in the right place. I'd like to see all that happen. They were, to be perfectly honest, the only band I was afraid of. And they were turning into, like, Godzilla. And certain things happened, different waves flowed, different winds blew, and everybody fell apart. But I still love all those guys and hope they get back together, because I want some competition, you know?
Prince, speaking of the movie Under the Cherry Moon, could you tell us a little bit about that?
God, I hate to blow the surprise, though, you know?
You know, without blowing it, we know it's going to be in black and white.
Yeah, it's going to be in black and white.
And we know it's going to be quote-unquote hell of a...
Yeah, it's going to be that. It's going to be that. All I can tell you is that you'll have a good time. I'm hoping that everyone understands where I was trying to go with it. It is like an album for me, and I put my heart and soul into it, and I worked very long and very hard. Jerome did the same, and there's a message behind it all, and I'm hoping that people think about it when they leave. You know, that's the main thing. And it's a lot of fun, but there's something to think about when it's over. You know, there's a reason for it.
That was it. That little piece of mojo I had, I wanted my whole script. I know it's Thursday, I'm running out of time, half an hour like that. But that was like back in the 80s. Like I said, mojo is kind of wrong, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you brought me all those little mojo tracks. What up, though, KP?
Hey, you know, that legendary flavor, Prince, you know what I mean? He's one of the only people that, you know what I mean, get to do that. Get to, you know, Prince,
right.
Don't talk to motherfuckers.
Call everybody.
That
right.
Was, you know what I mean? On his born day, so, you know what I mean, it's big, but, you know, we just got to always keep them legends in mind, man, keep that word, that love going, man, extend the love of where it comes from for me. It's great to go back, you know what I mean, and hear that, and hear some exclusive Prince. You ain't never heard that, knew that, and all that goes on with that, so, you know what I mean, it's a beautiful thing. On the Guan. God dear it. Yaga.
Yep.
We can't hear anything.
Right. No, my bad. No, because somebody called in, asked the number. Everybody, you know, people be calling me while I'm on the air. You know what I'm saying? King Paulie said, what's that number again? What's that number again? So I just switch over and I be, you know what I'm saying? Funny. But no. Right, and I missed a whole little spot. The Ev ain't here, everybody. So I ain't got Ev in the spot. That's why I really ain't doing my top 10. So if y'all do call up the top 10, I'll give you the top 10 right now. On the Ev, we got 8. Let me get to you like this. ABR10 from Virginia, Ohio. What you going to do from NG Black, even France? We got Dion, Baby U. That's from Norway. We got Miss Petite. I'll be on it. Jersey, excuse me. We got Gigi all the way from Hawaii. And that's Ring Around the Rosie, coming in at number 5, straight up out of Illinois, new to the chart, Young Till I Die. I was trying to get that up, but, you know, I might play that for the time is up. But that's Young Till I Die, entering the chart right there, number 5. 4 is Kong. 3, I do my thing, you know, out of Miami. My fact, Kong is from St. Louis, you know, Codeine Kong. And we got I'm doing my thing from Paradise City, and that's Miami JP out of Vegas. And that's Abstract Girl and Hair, yeah, from Trail Mac. What Trail Mac from? I think that's not where it's from. That's the top 10. It ain't here, so that's why I can't get it tweeted, plop, boom, but that's what's going on. I might have a special Friday for y'all. But let me go on back to the state of the city. Why don't you give me a little more? Matt, hold on for a second. Let me bring this a caller in. I got all these callers in. I'm sorry, everybody. What's up, 301? What's going on? How you doing, caller?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I'm fine. What's up, Dan? What's happening? How you doing? Everything here, so it's hard for me to go back and forth on these lines, everybody that's holding on. Hey, what do you think about the little interview I played with Electrifying Mojo with a rare interview of Prince before he did Under the Cherry Moon?
Oh,
back in the 88 time. What do you think about that little rare footage?
You know, it's great to hear from him. It's great to hear from fans. He's a legend. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I mean, he is a
right.
legend. I mean, you know, God, I still have favorites since Tom. So it's
right.
good to hear from him. And you know what I mean?
Right. Now, I played that because I got my man King Paul from Dappy's video. He got this little State of the City. And the Electrifying Mojo was a stable point in the motor. I mean, if you came up in the 80s in Detroit and don't know the Electrifying Mojo, you know, you were sleeping. I mean, he debuted, I mean, so many cuts. I mean, he made him or break him. If people loved it, it went worldwide. If people tuned into Mojo and liked your stuff, it would leave Detroit. That's when Detroit was like a testing ground, and Mojo was like one of the premier DJs, you know. It'd be funny. I go to Detroit, and I tape, you know, get a Mojo tape and tape it to play it back. And I ain't heard none of those songs, man. He had a song called Disco Nasty. You know what I'm saying? Disco Nasty, man. Ain't never been in Chicago yet. Rock shit, man. It's called Disco Nasty. The loudest popping cut in the world. So, you know, I try to bring that shit to shot. Nobody heard it, but everybody looked at me like I was the hottest DJ at the time. I had the rawest, you know, cuts at the time. But that's what Mojo do here. Make you a break. You know what I'm saying, King Paulie? You know, elaborate a little bit, man.
Oh, that's what it is. You said it better than I could say it. I don't know. Maybe she had something else she wanted to ask or say. I just love what he brought to the game and put him on the record. And just you knowing that, that's what I hope that record does. People that's familiar with his work are inspired to be able to, I mean, tell those stories and keep this legacy alive.
Yeah. So the man's still alive. Huh? I always wonder what happened to him. Is he still on Detroit radio?
No. Well, from what I understand, he was doing a couple of things behind the scenes, but no, he's not on the air. No, not at all. But this popcorn going on, you know, he did it his way. You know what I'm saying? And too
he
many,
did.
Yeah, chains and restrictions and whatnot goes on. So, you know, we you know, that's why we're
right.
trying to do it. Because
he was raw.
Yeah,
he was so raw. He made Detroit. I mean, no matter Detroit.
No.
He made Detroit back. I mean, if you put a motor, this is back when the Pony Down
yeah.
cruiser, you know, YBI was running around there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was Jungle Boy Incorporated. You know what I'm saying? Screaming like that. Everybody holding down the block. You know what I'm saying? Going down to the Renaissance. Everybody like getting all wild. That's what shit was like hopping in the motor. When everybody they fresh, patent leather Adidas on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was you know, with the little gazelles. Everybody thought they was like hot to start, you know? That was the motor back in the early 80s, you know. And that was, right. Matter of fact, let me play your cut again, King Paul. Everybody missed it. Let me play it again. It's my man, King Paul. State of the City is coming on, my man.
The Metro Detroit area. There are thousands. And more about to join now. For the members of the Midnight Funk Association, please rise.
Mothership is landed, you on flight with my penmanship. Do you solemnly swear to the SQS to the prerequisites for membership? If you're good, then we on. If you in your whip, flash your lights and toot your horn. If you're in for the night, turn on your porch light for him now. Just to let them know you feel the power. If you're in the bathtub, will you splash while I work? If you're laying in the bed, will you do the smirk? If you're just tuning in and you got a hot thing, you might be tired, just missed the lover's lane. But she did the freak, never missing the beat. Boy, was it neat. Time to dip from the sheets, hit the streets. Plus, we gon' bang and make the shit move. Got classes, wanna learn? We will teach you in combat since Uncle Jam's army. Nigga, salute. Now I'm on a funk mission trying to recruit. I want you
to. If you would like to become a member of the Midnight Funk Association, stand up. Show us your solidarity. Right
if you solemnly swear to the SBS of the prerequisites for membership, say I do.
Now let it be known all the earth, the Midnight Funk Association is a part of you. Part of you. Part of it is you. So declared, the mojo is magnificent. Funky ass in Parliament, sexy ass in Prince, you got you instantly addicted the second that you listen. And when we might switch it, do it like this here. Take you on a journey, spanning my whole career, which you can't get near. So I suggest you try the shout outs, dog, cause you definitely don't want to get it popping with the Star Wars. 35, 35, 35, your best bet. You might want to call in and make a request. Yeah, you might as well put me on the list of the Uncut Raw, all 105 minutes. Plus 35, 35, 35 more. I've been off since 84.
I'm flying over my city and look at all of my people. I want to see the city beautiful. Don't you help me? Move your pride over the borders, east and west, north and south.
Hello. Welcome to the Midnight Funk Association, the International Midnight Funk Association, with thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of members all over the metro. The International Midnight Funk Association. Ontario, Ohio, Michigan, and the world. For the next hour, absolutely the livest music on the planet Earth will be heard. Will the members of the Midnight Funk Association please rise? If you would like to become a member of the Midnight Funk Association, now you may stand. If you're in water, make waves. If you're driving or riding, get ready to dance on your seats. Get ready to honk your horns. Get ready to flash your lights. You, and you. If you're standing close to your porch light, turn it on for the next hour to show solidarity with the MFA. If you're in bed, get ready to take it from the pillow to the potty. Your bedroom is getting ready to smoke with funky fallout from the Midnight Funk Association. If you do not have your MFA ID card, it's a shame. So, send a letter to the Midnight Funk Association, Suite 2050, Penobscot Building, Detroit 48226. Please enclose suffrage stamped envelope, and we'll rush.
Rolex nigga, we been getting money.
Mo-sex, hey, sure, nigga,
we been getting money. Huh. Mo-sex lady, we been getting money.
Heavy on my grind, know a nigga gotta get it. When I turned 21, I started talking how I'm living. Bitches mad at me, any sucker niggas living. Cause there's rules to this game, and the player paid attention. Man, I'm a boss, you can call the extension. Been getting paid, we've been working for commission. And I'm from the streets, yeah, I got him if he slipping. But if this girl choosing, she can miss it, get this pimping. I'm from the O, where niggas is getting dough by chopping them back and blow.
Yo,
Y'all already know what it is, nigga. She born keen out of being a drag. Nigga, what you gonna do?
Yeah. What you gonna do if you see me wrong? Do you want a problem? You go get down. Why you hit me? Hey, tell me now. With my nigga Angie, I'm in a come down. What you gonna do if you see me wrong? Do you want a problem? You go get down. Why you hit me? Hey, tell me now. With my nigga Angie, I'm in a come down.
Diva 516. I be on it, cause I be on it, I be on it, I be on it. Let's go. I be on it, I get mine, I be on it. Hustle hard, I be on it. All the time, I be on it. I'm bona fide, I be on it. A rock star, I be on it. I party hard, I be on it, I be on it.
Love at first sight, get you seeing that. I took you at your worst and I had you at your best. No matter what, my broken heart is a fucking curse. You left me in the hall holding your purse. Last screams and tears fall without explanation. Baby girl, can you please have a conversation?
Baby girl, can we please have a conversation?
According to our conversations, your love is a parody. Her body covered in bruises because I guess that's what she's used to. Break time, this girl just needs a day. Always acting like a whore, tears start to hit the floor. Okay, I'll bring her out, I guess she likes the finer things. High heels, short dress, something out of magazine. She parties hard, she gets fucked up, and still wonders why she never gets a what's up.
Y'all know who it is. It's the Bold You the Question. I'm on my mogul shit right now. Remember what I said, SKE will take the game by storm? I told y'all Trimac will be a star one day. And we ready to dominate. We on our Puffy and Biggie shit now. I speak this into existence. Yo, Trell, let them know why I got your back 100%.
Show you motherfuckers who I am. Capital T, nigga, hyphen, man. Better believe that hyphen, that. Put it in bold letters when you type in that. My cancer app with a counter, man. Those are your notes with a cataract. Have you sweating, capping feet for shit, I blow your cap and back. Go bizarre like D12. Ill, your music, feet smell. Step in the rain and see trouble. This blade drop like Miguel. Derail your whole squad. Big Sean, oh God. I'm tatted with a triangle to say I'm luminous with one eye. Bring it back to my heritage, to my arrogance. And radio frequencies, airing it. Comparing me to niggas they wish they had me. Went live from the underground like Harriet or Big Crit. Attracted girls with big hips, slim waists, big lips, and big tits.
Trump, man, you ain't been bragging.
Funny thing that I've been laughing, cause these niggas I've been tragic. Yeah. Shoot the whip, but they been wet. Yeah. They say when I move the fastest. Too fast for some damn traffic. Hit no collision with my niggas. A bad decision is that tragic, nigga.
Yo, Trump just went in on that one. Now, y'all know we got the boy Peter Jones on the rise. I know y'all been seeing him everywhere lately. I'm passing you the rock now, P. The people are watching. Can you deliver?
Can I deliver? Like, really? You gonna ask me that question? Is it my time to go now? Like, is it my time?
Here's your chance right now.
Hell yeah. When I get on the mic, I do that shit like hell yeah. When I throw them bowls like a ludicrous, like hell yeah. Crossfeed, they can get crucifix. I'm too legit for your duplicates. Can't measure up your ruler thick. I'm the newest recruit here. When I know what I do here in the booth here. Nominate for the new year. Been live to bomb, but I'm the truth here. Common sense is coming. If the proposition is nothing. If you stopping this, you bugging. Only competition, my cousin. Can't fool of them niggas. Got a handful of them triggers. Blah, 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 blah. Rainstorming your niggas. See the green, I best the trail. Mistreated, he got me back. We bar for bar. Mess with that. Cue the question, girl. Roger that. Respect is slow, but I check your hope. When a nigga bad with the decimals, no X and O's. Probably next thing I'm off on that web episode. I made it, I hate it, I'm overrated. I'm famous, I let the greatest debate it. Lyrically, I'm in the matrix, cause I'm the one. Yeah, cuz. Ain't nothing more to it. Put some more beat on that joint.
Yeah. We back.
I'm legendary.
Kill them all, nigga.
If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeated use throughout the month.
Yeah. That was a top 10 quick flashback. Ebony came in the building, so she helped me out with that for a second. What do you think about the top 10, Paul?
Hey, you know what it is? The flash and dash. The flash and dash. Is it all bash? Hello?
Let me run it down. Number one, that was Trill Mac here. Yeah. Number two, that was JP Abstract Girl. Number three, I'm going to do my thing. MDK Miami. Four, Cody and Kong. Wamu Kong. 135, Young Till I Die. Gigi Smith, Bring My Roses. Miss Petite. I'll be on it. Now, eight, Mom Norway, Dion. ass like that I never seen. Number 9, what you gonna do? NG Black Friday, 8 Yard, Ohio, Virginia, that is. Top 10 there, so I played. I'm gonna get y'all right back up there now. What's up, Dan? Hey, Dan, what do you think about the top 10? Dan, since you brand new, back on my top 10 show, for, you know, it's been a minute. What do you think about the top 10, Dana?
I thought the top 10 was hot, Jimmy. Of course, you know, I love listening to all the songs. So,
well,
I can't wait to hear every one of them and get the
phone. Right, I would have to run it through. I didn't have time. I had my man on. You know, I like to promote all my people
I'm
and
sorry,
stuff like
I'm
that.
Sorry.
No.
I mean, Debo and put it on the fast track.
Nah. And they ain't here neither because I can't get my tweet out and everything, pull it. I can't pull calls up, you know what I'm saying? I'm running ahead. I can't stick the aisle open and nothing like that. Everything is all whacked out here, right? So that's why I did my little do. And I wasn't going to play it, but Mojo brought it out of me, you know what I'm saying? I had to keep it real for Mojo. You know, I had to keep it real for Mojo because, you know, y'all, I wish people out there in the underground understand, real talk, I do my show like Mojo, and I wish I had a funky intro like Mojo. So anybody out there on the underground that know how I get down, I done played the Mojo intro all night long. Now, all night long, people said, Jimmy, I'm going to see your intro. My intro is not something like this, people. Like, I want to come like this. Listen.
Hello. Welcome to the Midnight Funk Association, the International Midnight Funk Association. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of members.
Yeah.
All over the metro.
You know, you can get deep. You know what I'm saying? The new music. I mean, you ain't got to go deep, Mojo, but you know what I'm saying? That little flair. And then I can come with a hot track like, bam, I'm on the air. Come on. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, JJP. You know what I mean?
That's
come on, Jay Shine. I mean, man, Swift, anybody out there, come on. I mean, y'all know how to get down. But anyway, but I got my, now, let's talk about the state of the studio.
Hey, that's
album
what
again.
Bring it out. That's what bring mm-hmm. it out. It's going to bring it out of you. I'm looking for that number one spot. Excuse me. I don't mean to step on nobody's feet, but you know what I mean? I got a couple of things coming from that piece. It's going to bring it out of you. It's going to say, oh, my goodness. I done forgot all about this. So yeah,
right.
We got some heat coming. We got. I got a joint with Anita Baker and Eminem, T3 from Slum Village, Trick, the Mighty Goon Squad. You know, it's going down. Everybody's on the joint. The Jones Girls, old school group sisters that did the had classic hits. Look 'em up. Nights Over Egypt. All kind of different things they did. We got a classic joint we did. So, hey, it's gonna be a.
I can't wait. I gotta get a cut,
cast, baby.
I gotta get
yeah,
a cut.
I mean,
and we
hey,
gotta get
to
an album release party. Let's have an album release
you
party. And, you know, put it out there for the world to hear, man. You know how we do it. I mean, man. You know, it's been a minute. So, hey, when the next Dime Piece video magazine coming out? What my audience know about that? Where can they find that out now?
Yeah, every month you can go to DimePieceVideo.com. We got the hour-long show. That's kind of Rap City-esque. You know what I mean? That type of thing where we bringing that heat. We got the independent artists, national artists. We play videos, hour-long show. We do interviews, national artists, local artists from many different flavors and many different places. Shout to everybody at any time at a whole history of the Dime Piece. I've been talking to and bumping into a lot of people due to the state of the city and the, all of the history it's bringing up and different people that's worked with me over the years. So shout to everybody that, you know, from the Dime Piece Roll Show days and all that with Yada and everybody they used to come through Chicago and everything, get down, record some shit. We're gonna show all of that footage, put some more stuff together on the volume 1 and 2. We got heat, you know what I mean? It ain't gonna stop and it never was from the beginning, you understand? It wasn't designed to stop.
Yeah. I had some people also text me that anyone know if I played that Beyonce song. And the answer is no, because somebody said we only playing real singers tonight. Beyonce can get no run. So those two was looking for that Beyonce cut. They said get on another day because they had to play that on a no singing day. And that's why the Beyonce covers play. But now back to my man with the Detroit Street Sound of the Heat. People don't realize Detroit have a lot of sound, but what I need you to do is when the album drop, man, straight up when the album drop, bring it on here. And yeah. since New Music Thursday is sponsored by Dime Piece Video, we need to have you on here when the next magazine coming out. I know you had dude from Ghetto Boys on there. What's your man name?
Willie D. We had a nice conversation not long ago. We had conversations with many people. We go on and on for days with names. Go to DimePieceVideo.com, click on the video section, enjoy yourself, sit back, relax, some of the shows. We got new interviews coming up, classic interviews, everything, man. The underground, man, it's the underground.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to wrap it up right there. Now, I did bring you in 712-7214. You don't want to say anything, you know what I'm saying? It's your time to say something now. I don't like to keep everybody holding on too long. This is the underground. And it's Jimmy Underground Radio Network. It's called We Tend a Conversation with Dub. It's going to be Saturday morning, 6. Check it out. If you ain't doing nothing, y'all in the shot, come on to the President's Lounge. Yeah, your man is making his announcement. He's getting down with it. First Congressional District is all mine right there. We got my man King Parker, Troopers Lodge. You know how we do it. Detroit's finest. Hold it out there on the West Coast. Dime Piece Video. Check the site out. And we got the new cut debut here. We're going to be running every Thursday. So, hey, Paulie, get your fans on here. We know Thursday, get a call, tweet it up. You can follow us at New Music Thursday, NU Music Thursday on Twitter. For that Twitter, Jimmy Underground at Gmail for the little votes and stuff like that. And then let's see what we're going to do with this cut. You know, if it was me, I put you at number one just for GP. You know what I'm saying? If I got to keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
No,
like the cut play in the background. Listen, the cut play in the background just made it number five and everybody beat the cut up. And then it blew my shit up right now, so I'm ending with y'all young till I die. And it's going to be number one, but the cut is hot, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Jimmy Underground Radio. Good night, Dana. I want you to say what's up, Dana.
Yeah.
And what else?
Yeah.
Can I get a shout out, Dana, before you go? If I go.
Yeah.
Of course, you know what my shout out is. Peace and love. I'm going to keep praying for us and keep keeping it 100. I believe that we are the best and we can make it. I love this music.
Keep 100.
Love the
interview. Right. Keep 100.
Thank
you, Dana. Maybe money with another creator from Myers. Yeah, here you go. 347-8-9-8-2-5. Young from my dad to y'all. Shout it up again. Come to a conversation with Bill. Be there Monday.
Come on,
Yeah.